king.
God sent us
a king.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
What is unseen and unknown? So God borrowed what is unknown and unseen, and then it comes into the spiritual world, and then it is Ahaz, and Ahaz is the Hebrew word that say God is blessing. He's blessing what he just spoke. And so when God speak things that we cannot see, and then God Ahaz, the thing that is blessed, he blesses the things that he has spoken into existence. So when God spoke into existence and the sun came into existence, and after he had spoken everything, the Ahaz said, this is very good. He blessed it. But Bruce, he did not bless man. He did not bless man. But man, the apple of his eye, man who is on God's mind, is what God is watching. And so when we see what God is up to, when Saul was in line with God, he got the victory. But when he got out of the will of God, it compounded the amount of trouble for him. My brothers and sisters, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We've got to trust God when we don't see and know the direction that we go. And when we take our eyes off of the Lord, we lose focus on our object. We stopped trusting God. Saul took his eyes off of the object or the objectives. He was given a blessed nation and a blessed people who would become a great nation. But Israel wanted to be like other nations, having a king. But when we get ahead of God, God is watching our point of desperation. We've done something because now we want a king. But when you get out of the will of God, God would allow you to have exactly what you asked him for. When you get out of the will of God, God will step back and let you, by your own free will, have exactly what you want. But you may not like what you get. Saul took his eyes off of the Lord. And now he was at a point of desperation. And desperation is an extreme need or a feeling of urgency. Why? Was Israel in an extreme need to have a king? Why? America, do you wish to have a king? What is it that you've been blessed with that you don't think you have? Why is it that you've been the apple of the world and now all of a sudden you want somebody to be over everything that I blessed you with? Why have you decided you wanted a king? When you have had everything, when I have blessed you with everything, when I have given you all the abundances and the affluences of the world, why now do you want a king? You find yourself just like the nation of Israel, wanting a king that I did not want you to have. You want to be governed by a king. My brothers and sisters, they felt their current system of judges, their leadership under judges were failing. And they wanted a human leader to judge them and go before them and fight their battle. Rejecting God's rule, they forgot about God. They had seen God deliver them from slavery in Egypt, from Pharaoh. They had seen God open up the Red Sea. They had seen God take down the walls of Jericho. But for some reason, they wanted to be like other nations. But God was preparing them for 1 Peter 2:9. For he said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. But here it is, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. And here's why God didn't want them to have a king. What we learn is that nothing will happen before its time. The nation was getting ready, was getting ahead of God. But on May 14, 1948, Israel became a nation. God is simply saying, nothing will happen before its time. Wake up, America. Don't you dare get ahead of God. And the Lord has already promised me, he said, they will come after you for what you say. I don't care, because I know my destiny. And when we think about, they went after a king, we can see what God is revealing to us in Psalm 27:14, where it said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait here is mentioned twice. The psalmist placed the emphasis on waiting. Whenever a nation or people get ahead of God, we get in trouble. But if we wait on the Lord, he will provide for us, removing our doubts and our concerns. Because God, in his mercy and his grace, can rescue us. Is there anybody this morning who's in need of being rescued? As I close, you are at a point of desperation and you need help. Like the woman with an issue of blood, who said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Like blind Bartimaeus, who cried out to the Lord and he received his sight. Like the lame man who Jesus told to pick up your bed and walk. Somebody came in this morning and you were at a point of desperation. You were at a point of desperation. And God is about to change your situation. Because you've tried it your way. You've done all you can. and you're calling out to the Lord and all of the things that you need help for. And the Lord is simply saying, reach out, because he has the answer. And if you just get out of the way and let the Lord handle your situation, because somebody's in a desperate situation this morning. The doctor said, there's nothing else I can do. And maybe you're in a desperate situation where your husband won't do what he used to do. And you call out to the Lord, get out of the way and let the Lord handle this. Maybe you got a health condition that you don't know how it's going to turn out. Have you called out to the Lord, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can ask or think? Somebody came in with a desperate situation, knowing that you couldn't do it on your own, but God said, turn it over to me and I can do what you're trying to do. You're at a point of desperation, and Jesus said, I need you to come. I have learned that we must trust God with every detail of our lives. And God does not want a nation to have a king. God's desire is for a nation to wait for the real king. Are you hearing me now? God is simply saying, too many times we get out of God's will because we're trying to be more than what God wants us to be. And what I have discovered and what God is up to is that he's getting ready for a generation who will honor and obey him completely. For Jeremiah 29 says, for I know. Oh, do you hear me? For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to profit you, prosper you, and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. But if you step out of the will of God, he has divine judgment. And God is not trying to judge anybody. God is trying to save everybody. What I love about the Lord is that when you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, and he legally brought you into his family, and God is still drawing men to him, but there are times we hurt him because of our personal relationship when we step out of his will. And God is approving us because the Holy Spirit is still working on us. Because there's still some stuff in us that does not look like him. You know, when you fight with folks and you talk about folks and when you criticize folks, that's the stuff under another will, not the legal will. But the legal will say you're already saved. For John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the legal part. You're saved because of nothing you've done, but what he's done for you. But God sent his son to die for you. That's the personal part. And the personal part says every now and then you don't look like him and you fall out of fellowship with him. You fall out of fellowship when you're arguing with one another. You fall out of fellowship with him. That don't mean he don't love you. It just simply says you're out of fellowship with him. And God is simply saying, I need a family, because you will one day be a family. Ain't no fussing and fighting in heaven. Ain't no talking about each other in heaven. Ain't no big eyes and little U's, not in heaven. When we understand the principle that God is trying to tell us, then we understand the concept that God's got for us. And the Holy Spirit is working on us to get that stuff out of us, so that we can be predestined to look just like him. So at a point of desperation is God speaking to you and me. Is he cleaning stuff up and getting you ready for a great departure and showing you things and revealing to you what must shortly
come to pass. The door of the church open.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by